grab bag. Do I understand that we have another tribute song?
Yes, we do, Craig. And before we get to this tribute song, which is a lovely tribute song, it has some overtones to it that may make some listeners feel uncomfortable. We now have audio proof that Al Michaels did indeed refer to a lone running black, which is very offensive to Obama supporters.
Well, I think all of us.
Yes.
Sunday night, NBC, Colts and Chargers, and people are accusing Al Michaels of being racist.
Yeah, George is.
I'm not.
I say it's just a slip of the tongue.
Every game this season, on the 28th, the guy is the running back, and the...
Every play-by-play
Every game
guy.
This season, on the 28th, the guy is the running back, and the...
Every play-by-play guy said that at least once.
You've said that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
It
comes out that way.
Have you ever said that about a white running back?
I think I have, yeah.
That's confusing.
Okay.
Yeah, it happens.
And then we also have a tribute song to Tom Brady.
Yeah, I miss Tom Brady. I wish there was a song that could just... I don't know, make it like he was still playing for the Patriots this year.
No, that is not it. Okay, listen to this tribute song to Tom Brady. Now, I will say about this tribute song, the guy is clearly doing shtick here. He's not doing the honest tribute song like the Mick Just Touched Home or Hemet's Way. Listen. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, no.
Brady. You're my QB in tight pants, and I love you. You're the starter in my fantasy league for two.
Fantasy league for two?
Sounds like Gordo's singing.
I think it is.
Brady, there's so many ways I want to catch your passes. Won't you throw me something softly down the field? Your clenched chin makes me such a fool. Your eyes captivate.
Okay.
But I hope one day to be your wide receiver.
Jeez.
How I long for you to hit me in the slot.
All right, that's enough of this song. That is enough.
How could you come on here and play that?
All right, and one more bit of audio. We are at the one-year anniversary of this Ticket Classic, so let's sit back, take a listen, and celebrate the first birthday of this wonderful piece of audio.
If you start sculling balls to the point where you're about to hurt somebody, and you don't do anything about it, you're a flawed guy.
Yeah.
That guy who was sculling the shots and all whizzing them by the guy's head and everything should have stopped. The anus was on him. He should have moved.
The anus?
The anus.
Whoa!
The anus.
I don't think so. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, on Anus Radio.
Then he identified that kind of radio.
From the T-Box 1 year ago.
If you start sculling
Boz.
A fly guy.
And then you're a fly guy.
He says the anus is on you.
And then he switched it. He corrected it.
Immediately to the heinous, as if that makes sense.
That's some of the greatest 15 seconds in ticket history, there's no doubt.
That is one of the worst examples of supporting your broadcast partner. Rick Arnett could have smoothed it over a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the onus is on him,
right,
or something like that. But instead, he just all of a sudden hit the brake pedal and then just took a highlighter and started highlighting the word anus. Let's do it one more time.
If you start sculling balls to the point where you're about to hurt somebody and you don't do anything about it, you're a flawed guy.
Yeah.
That guy who was sculling the shots and all whizzing them by the guy's head and everything should have stopped. The anus was on him. He should have moved.
The anus?
The anus. The anus. The anus.
I don't think so. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, on Anus Radio.
What a horrible name for a golf
terrible
show.
Terrible recovery.
I don't Anus think Radio. So.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Awesome. All right, 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310.